Retired Vice Admiral Dennis McGinn is co-chair of the Center for Naval Analysis Military Advisory Board. That's a nonprofit think tank.
It's a group of about a dozen retired 3- and 4-star generals and admirals from all 4 services, plus the Coast Guard.
Admiral McGinn.
We are in the process of starting yet another report. We've put out 3 in the past, one on climate and the threat to national security, another on our very, very vulnerable position in terms of our energy posture and overdependence on fossil fuel, and the third on clean energy technology and the tremendous opportunity that offers for easing our over-reliance on fossil fuel through clean energy technology and some of the things that the Department of Defense and Department of Energy can do to help lead the way to a much more secure future.
The growing crisis level in the Middle East and the daily increases in fuel costs, he said, serve to focus attention on the need for the work they're doing.
We continue to be very, very concerned about our overall energy posture. We think it's a serious and urgent threat to international security and certainly to our economic security going forward.
Yesterday's meeting was intended to underline that point.
And also to point out the fact that with the right kinds of policies going forward, we could help reduce our dependency on oil and make for a much more secure, prosperous United States, in the case of Admiral Morissette, the United Kingdom. It's good that we are both together, in my view, because we can compare notes on the positions our populations, our elected officials, and our governments take in dealing with threats like climate security and energy security, and basically trade best practices and best policies about the best way forward.
Admiral Neil Morissette is the UK's climate and energy security envoy. He was at one time responsible for developing manpower systems for the Royal Navy in the future and served as the NATO High Readiness Force Maritime Commander. He said he's here to get an understanding of the positions of Virginia and the U.S. on the issues of energy security and the problems that presents.
In both our countries, for economic success and the well-being of our citizens, we need a secure, sustainable, and affordable supply of energy. And as I think events around the world have shown in the last few weeks, it's a pretty volatile market, and it's susceptible to what's going on beyond our boundaries and obviously within our control. So we need to work to make ourselves less dependable on fuel from other sources, from abroad, but also to recognize that we need a diversity of types of energy, and in doing so, our approach should be one that is looking to improve our efficiency and at the same time drive down our greenhouse gas emissions.
For both countries, Admiral Morissette said, where energy comes from may vary, but it's understood that
without secure energy, you don't have a secure economy. In the military context, energy is a fundamental component of being able to deliver the outputs that our governments are looking for. And therefore, we need to look at all the options.
The admirals met with Natural Resources Secretary Doug Domenech, Governor McDonnell's senior energy advisor Maureen Mattson, Anthony Moore, the Assistant Secretary of Chesapeake Bay Restoration, as well as Republican Senators John Watkins and Frank Wagner, Democratic Senator Mary Margaret Whipple, and 3 members of the House of Delegates, Republicans John Cosgrove and Bill Janis, and Democrat Jennifer McClellan. John Ogle, WCVE News.